Gary Thompson, and I'm here with Randy Abrams, and this is the Malware Report. Randy, I noticed in the news that there was concern over a Wi-Fi virus outbreak, or at least that it was possible. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, it was a very interesting study done by a university that proved that, in theory, a virus could be written that would infect Wi-Fi routers, and in densely populated areas like New York, it could spread from router to router. There are some technical problems with it in that people can actually implement defenses that would render the attack virtually useless. But more importantly, there isn't a lot of motivation to write a virus to attack the Wi-Fi routers. What's really more concerning is the ability to do something to the routers. Virus is a real high-value word in terms of media hype and publicity, but technically it just means that it's self-replicating in the computer standpoint. It's the payloads that you have to worry about, and the real concern is that there are all these Wi-Fi routers out there that people have not properly configured, and that means they haven't changed the default password, they haven't enabled encryption, or they've got old encryption standards that don't do a good job of hiding the data well. So it's theoretically possible, but I'm not losing any sleep over it.
Oh, really? What's the danger if they were able to do that? If you don't have the right password or you have no password, what's the potential? Can't they, get in and be your bank?
Yeah, there's a couple things to look at, and it really follows the trend in malicious software nowadays. It used to be that the viruses and such were written by kids having fun, basically. And kids having fun could get into your router and make it so you can't connect to your router anymore and you don't get on the internet, and they might think that's really funny. But nowadays, it isn't about having fun. It's about making money.
Right.
And so someone taking over your router could potentially rent out internet access on your equipment that you're paying for. Or, yes, they could actually reroute things so that when you think you're going to your bank, you're going to their malicious website and capture your information. But you don't need a virus to do that. You can do that with other techniques that don't involve virus, although most people might call it a virus if they don't understand the technical distinction.
So, again, it's all about the payload and what comes in as a result of that. So you're saying that's not something that you particularly see as a problem?
No, the bigger problem really is that people need to learn to secure their routers. A really, really funny story I saw on a mailing list I was on. A guy was trying to remotely help a friend of his that had a Wi-Fi router. And so he remotely connected to it, which I always turn off the remote administration abilities anyway. And he set it up for her. And a few weeks later, she calls back and she can't get on the router anymore. Well, what happened, he discovered, was she didn't have a Wi-Fi router. She thought she did. He had connected to some neighbor's Wi-Fi router and secured it, so now the neighbor couldn't get on it.
Oh, no.
So he meant the absolute best intentions and wasn't trying to mess anyone up, but someone with bad intentions, if you don't take basic precautions to secure your router, it's not yours. Someone else can own it.
Yeah. What about sidejacking? Is that, I understand that may be a more serious issue.
Yes, sidejacking is a much more serious issue. When you use wireless internet access and you connect to various websites, most of that traffic generally is what we call plain text. That means someone can be sitting probably within a few hundred yards easily of where you're at and intercept and monitor all the traffic. Well, if they're able to get exact copies of the cookies that the various websites leave on your computer, they can put those on their computer and pretend to be you. Because most websites only look at the cookie and say, yep, that's who it is. They don't look at like the IP address or anything else to correlate it. So it's like if I gave you a business card and said that I'm the Pope, and all you do is look at the business card and say, yep, he's the Pope. Well, that's kind of how cookies generally work.
So is it a smart thing to periodically clear the cookies off your computer?
Absolutely. And the other thing is, if you're using your computer to go to websites that are capturing usernames and passwords, the website should always start with HTTPS, which is a secure website. That encrypts the data. That it's not foolproof. The hijacking may still be able to be pulled off, but it definitely helps secure some of your data.
So, again, that's HTTPS.
Yeah. Normal websites start with HTTP://
Right.
The secured ones are HTTPS.
It's a good thing to know. I think it's so, yeah, I can see where hijacking would be a much more serious problem. And I imagine the tools are pretty easily picked up by any of those who would want to be hijackers. You know, the hamster tool I've heard about, or the ferret Wi-Fi sniffer. I mean, those are all...
Yeah, they're out there, and most people probably don't actually have a whole bunch to worry about, because it's not something where someone in Romania is going to be hijacking your session in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
This is a close proximity attack, so it's either going to be something that's very specifically targeted at a person, or just completely random. And when you get to the completely random, your odds are pretty good of not being the one.
And if people have additional questions about this, they can reach you at
askeset@eset.com.
Terrific. Well, thanks again, Randy. It's always a pleasure. And this has been Gary Thompson and Randy Abrams for the Malware Report.